As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Welcome to Down to Dunk. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. We're part of The Athletic Podcast Network. With me today is my good friend, Alex Pierce. Alex, what's up?
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. It's All-Star break. No basketball.
Woo! Woo!
It's been kind of nice to have a little break. But the Thunder get back in action tomorrow night against the Dallas Mavericks, who are on the second night of a back-to-back. Yay!
That's rough for them.
I know. Right out the gate, they get a back-to-back. San Antonio OKC for them. So, quite the battle. Let's go ahead and just take a look at the standings. We can go to our friends, tankathon.com. I'm going to share my screen. Maybe we can do a little lottery sim here.
Oh, pull the lever. Let's see what we get.
So here the Thunder are currently sitting at 9, tied
for
8
with the Pelicans,
which is just kind of an unbelievable thought.
Oh my gosh.
They have the same record as that roster, but maybe Stan Van's past his prime. Maybe he doesn't deserve to be in the league, Alex.
Wow. You jumped there quickly. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of people posting. I forget what outlet it is, but they were doing some type of like mock trade. And they traded away Brandon Ingram as their very first trade as in like this league-wide thing, wow, which just seems so crazy to me.
It's a big jump. That's a big jump.
He's had like 50 games with Zion. And people are like, gotta get him out of here. Get him out.
I'd take him.
Yeah,
I'd take B.I. Easily. So anyways, the Thunder would have, if things just went chalk, the Thunder would have pick 9 and pick 17 in the draft, which feels
no good.
Feels sickening to me. Oh, I've taken some time to watch some more of the prospects in the draft, and it's just becoming increasingly clear that you want a top 5 pick. Still not impossible, but the Thunder have got some work to do.
Yeah, and last night in particular, because there were two tweets, one from Sam Vecenie and one from Mike Schmitz, both basically just gushing about the top 5, and both basically saying, this is one of the best top fives we've seen in the past decade. I'm having a really hard time ranking anyone in this top 5 because I feel bad putting any of them at 4 or 5. And Sam Vecenie even went as far as saying, like, Jalen Suggs has a legit shot at being number 2 in this draft, or he should have a legit shot, in his opinion. Yeah. So, yeah, it's... imagine... And it feels, I'm starting to get scared because we've seen this happen in the lottery, and I'm not saying it's rigged. I don't believe it's rigged, but this just happens with, like, Anthony Davis left, New Orleans got the first pick. Mm-hmm. We've seen scenarios like that multiple times, and Houston is in the perfect scenario for that because they really lost James Harden. Yep. It would be a storybook ending for them to land the number one pick, and it's terrifying me.
Yeah, same. Yep. Talked about that on the Daily Ding that was released yesterday with Will Guillory. He's like, yeah, he's like, I've seen this before. He said the league likes to give teams that just lost a superstar a superstar. So,
Yep.
I guess that means we got to trade Shea here pretty quick in order to secure the number one pick for the Thunder. Oh, no, we lost him.
Yeah. Does Al Horford count as a superstar?
Does Chris Paul count?
Could we find a loophole here?
Ricky Rubio? Does that count?
Cumulatively, all
who's
these
a top
guys.
Five, who's a top five pick? Hey, Horford was a top five pick, too. Can we
That's
lose
true.
Him? Okay, let's sim the lottery. This is just to illustrate what can happen, like the realities that we're facing here. Let's see. So Thunder stay at nine. This is just a hard look at reality, is what this is to me. This is just a
Houston
hard
gets
look.
The number two pick. Congrats to them.
Yeah, obviously there's a chance that the Thunder jump up. I've been sent lots of screenshots of this. It's wonderful. But this is just a hard look at where we are and where the Thunder are at. 17-9.
And look at Golden State.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just because the way it is right now.
Right.
But yeah, we're not getting that pick either. Run it one more time, Andrew. Come on. We got to start our week with some more hope. There we go.
Oh, gosh. This is welcome to Dreamland. Where the Thunder get 2-6. Gosh.
Because Houston drops three spots. That'd be great. There we go.
I would cease to exist if this happened. Number two, like two is like you don't get Cade, but you get your chance to choose whichever one of those other four that you like. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Like, and six is like the perfect spot because like what if one of those guys dropped out of the top five? What
Let's
if
see,
someone
who would be
likes...
so dumb? Who would be so dumb to do this? Actually, you know what? The Thunder have a chance at Cade because Minnesota's picking at one.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. Yeah, I... Maybe...
Is there a player outside of that top five? Or like, who is the most likely for a team to fall in love with outside of that top five?
I don't know, because I just don't know that there's the star potential in anybody else. There's like great role player potential.
Yeah.
Like Scotty Barnes at six for OKC would be very, very interesting. Because you have Shea and you have whoever you like there, Jalen Green, Kuminga, Suggs, Mobley, whoever. Like they have star potential. They have 20-plus point per game scoring potential from all those guys. And then you draft like a role-playing guy that can kind of do it all, play defense, and Scotty Barnes, great athlete. I don't know. I kind of like that. Kind of like the idea
so now,
of that.
So now you want to take them in the top five. You're going to pass on Kuminga to take one of these guys. You're talking them up so much.
I would love for if Kuminga dropped to six in this scenario, that'd be so stupid. And then poor Detroit dropping to five.
Yeah, that's right.
After all they've done. Let's sim it one more time. Back to reality.
You got greedy.
Back to reality, Thunder fans. 9-17. Okay. Great. So there's some work to be done here. And look, New Orleans jumps up to number one.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
Well, yeah, I can because it just happened like 2 years ago. But
it did.
That would be terrible.
It would be super terrible. Alex, something that's not super terrible, actually sometimes it is super terrible, is our trade awards, mid-season trade awards. Alex, why don't you guide us through this process real quick?
So this is our second annual Down to Dunk Trade Awards, where we create five categories. Five categories of trades, fake trades, not real trades. And I solicit on Twitter for some trade ideas, and people send in trade ideas for any number of these categories. Me and Andrew sift through them, and we decide who the winner is. Now, we have not consulted each other. I just sent Andrew the full doc with all of the trades. So he's going to pick his winner. I'm going to pick my winner. And then if they're the same, that's great. If they're different, we're going to have to convince one or the other. The winners will be receiving NBA Hoops rookie cards for Poku or Teo. And if you don't know a lot about cards, maybe this will be your first card that you've gotten. Hoops is the first time that these players appear in their NBA jerseys. So it's kind of fun for that reason. So this is the first rookie card where Poku appears in the Thunder jersey. Very exciting, or Teo. So you'll be getting one of those in the mail. Top loaded. I'm going to top load it for you. Sleeved and top loaded.
What is top loaded?
It's a little case. You put it in a little case so it doesn't get bent. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, so we had five categories. Let me run through the categories real quick, and then we'll start with category one. Category one, Thunder playoff push trade. The idea here was you get one trade to try to push the Thunder towards the playoffs, which, as we just saw, you don't need to push them that far. Category two, Thunder tank trade. So this is your best Thunder tank trade. Category three, a non-Thunder playoff push trade. So this, I specifically asked you to not choose a team in the top six of their conference and either help them get into the top six so they don't have to worry about the play-in game, or help a team that's further down get into the play-in game. Category four was friends of the tank trade. So this is a team that is currently below the Thunder in the standings, which, as we just talked about, is a lot of teams, it turns out. So I wanted you to make a trade for one of those teams to make them better. And then the last category, this was a new one, because you guys have some ideas, and I wanted you to just give you the opportunity to do whatever you wanted, was the psycho behavior trade. I basically said, no rules, you can do whatever you want. You know, if you want to make a team full of mics, just try to gather all the mics on one team. You could do it. And this one, that last category, not really worried about realism. Speaking of realism, what are we grading these on? Originality. Is it a trade I've heard of 1,000 times before, mm-hmm. or not? Yep. Is it a good trade in the context of whatever the category is? And then is it realistic? Like, if I kind of allow myself to get in the mode of the Thunder trying to make a playoff push, would it be a realistic trade? So, Andrew, are you ready?
I'm ready. Totally ready.
All right. So, category one, I'll just say from the start, I hated all these trades. All of them are garbage.
there's some rough ones.
Because obviously I don't want the Thunder to make a trade like this. And there were so many of these trades, one in particular. I deleted it because I didn't want to look at it. Somebody sending multiple first for like Terrence Ross and Aaron Gordon or something.
Just the idea
of we collected all these picks over the past few years and we're going to spend it on these guys.
And we're going to try to be the Magic in the West.
I'm not blaming the listeners. I asked you to do this, okay? So this is my fault. But in this mindset, I'm trying to think, okay, let's say that the ownership group comes to Sam Presti and say, hey, we're really close to the playoffs. Let's try to make it. We know that Sam Presti would still want to get a good deal. So he'd probably still want to trade for someone who's youngish. He wouldn't want to give up a ton. So that was kind of the mindset I was going into with.
Also, Sam probably throws a brick through the window and then calls the Knicks and says, hey, I'm available.
Also possibly true. So this one was really hard. The one I ended up going with, because it fulfilled enough of those criteria for me, was actually, so there were two people that made variations of this trade. I went with this one from @MedicineClam.
Okay.
And it is Darius Bazley and the Miami 2023 first for John Collins. The thinking here was, first of all, from Atlanta's side, I think that's about what they would get for John Collins if they truly do want to just move him right now. And they have no intention of signing him this summer, and they would probably just let him walk this summer if that's the case. Getting a young player like Darius Bazley and a first, albeit I think that first is top 14 protected, but whatever. I think that's a reasonable return. I still don't think they would accept it, but I think that's a reasonable return. And then from the Thunder side, you're basically subbing out Baze for John Collins. So John Collins becomes your new starting power forward. You play him at some center as well. this scenario, you're just trying to get a younger player who you could potentially then sign this summer. Yes, it's probably going to be overpay, but who cares? Because our cap sheet's going to look pretty good going forward. Mm-hmm. Why not? I like John Collins, so I thought that was reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't... John Collins doesn't quite fit what the Thunder are currently doing, but he certainly can score better than anybody else besides Shea. So there's a reason why he doesn't fit that. So I'd be interested to see what the fit was, but it's certainly a talent upgrade. I had trouble choosing between two trades. Mm. One was Timothy H4I3, is what I believe it says. Darius Bazley for PJ Tucker. And it made me laugh. But it would certainly be an upgrade for this season. Obviously, this is something that would never, ever, ever happen, ever. But it would certainly help this team push for the playoffs. Because I think PJ would... This team is obviously competing more and competing at a higher level than Houston is right now. And he just comes in, plays hard defense, hits corner threes.
Yeah, bring in a 5 point per game scorer to this team, start him, play 35 minutes. Every game's going to be like 86, 83.
I didn't choose that one. I did, however, pick Benelephant Kings, PJ Tucker, and Victor Oladipo for Darius Miller, Hamidou Diallo, Isaiah Roby, a first round pick, and a second round pick.
I saw that one. I'm not feeling hot about Oladipo. I guess the argument you can make is that it's an expiring. So as long as you're not giving up a ton, you can
They're
make
not
a short...
They give up a first to do
which
this.
Which first?
Which one did he say?
Makes a difference.
Yeah. It wasn't a good one. I don't think any good firsts were put in any of these trades, no matter what.
Yeah.
Which I respect. I respect it. But it also makes them like not realistic at all. But I do think any first for Oladipo makes sense. Right. I think it's a Denver first.
Okay.
But any first, you know, makes some sense.
It is, so you're getting Oladipo and who?
Oladipo and PJ Tucker. And it's Miller, Hami, and Isaiah Roby. Yeah. I mean, that's disgusting. Really any trade that the Thunder would make to get better at this point would be disgusting to me.
See, I feel like that one's uniquely disgusting because you're bringing in these old guys for the team. So
that's how you win, though. Bringing in old guys, that's how you win. I don't think John Collins necessarily helps you win. I think he makes your talent level higher, but I don't think it necessarily helps you win.
Oh, that's why I chose him, because you're stealth competing. Sam could sell it to the ownership group like, hey, we brought in John Collins. People really like him. We're going to make a playoff push, but then it's not going to work.
I don't think it would work. I think because Bazley has been plus minus the worst player on the team.
True.
But still, I don't know that John Collins helps you all that much.
Fine. Okay. So we're going to go with Benelephant King.
Yeah. That's a painful category to go through.
It was awful. I don't know why I did it.
Yeah, I don't know either. Thanks a lot, Alex.
All right, so congratulations to Benelephant King for bringing in two old guys. Thank you. Next, we have Category 2, Thunder Tank Trade. Now, obviously, this is just a trade to make the Thunder worse in the short term, but I specifically looked at it like if Sam Presti only had one trade to make, he's got to do whatever he can in one trade to make the team as bad as possible. Which means that when I saw like just an Al Horford trade or just a George Hill trade, not going to be good enough. Not going to be good enough because I've already seen this team without both of those guys and doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't do it for us.
So I deleted those immediately.
So I was
more looking for ones where we're sending out multiple rotation players that I don't have a strong opinion on.
Okay. I'm wondering, I think we might have chosen the same one, but keep going.
Well, there are two. And the first one was from Taylor Lynch 12.
Yes.
This was a Knicks trade. Hamidou Diallo, Kenrich Williams, Mike Muscala. Those are three rotation players going out the door. Getting back Kevin Knox, Ignas Bradzikas, and a 2021 second rounder from Detroit. Now, that is not a great return, I admit.
You don't think that's a great... The 2021 Detroit second? That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that is good. But then you're getting these two guys, Kevin Knox, Ignas Bradzikas.
You don't want Bradzikas?
He's the guy when they're doing card breaks and they start doing a slow reveal with the card and you see the Knicks logo and the rookie card from that year, everyone gets excited that's going to be RJ Barrett, and it's always Ignas. Always Ignas. Okay. The other one, though, that I think should compete with that, was that yours?
That's one of mine. I have a few that I want to go through and kind of talk out a little bit.
The other one was from SportsFan405, 405 fan.
Also on my list, yeah.
Who took a literal screenshot of his computer. He took a picture. I can see the blinds in the computer screen. Makes it much more difficult to read. Okay, he sent out the same group, Hamidou Diallo, Kenrich Williams, Mike Muscala, like that.
Yep.
Sent them to the 76ers for Mike Scott, Paul Reed, and Isaiah Joe. So Paul Reed and Isaiah Joe, rookies. They're on rookie scale deals. Paul Reed blowing up the G League.
Yep.
Looking great. So I almost think the return there is a little bit better, although I guess you could convince me with that Detroit second rounder that of all those assets, maybe that's the best one, depending on what you think about Paul Reed and Isaiah Joe.
Yeah. That's a draft heads trade. For all you draft heads out
all the draft heads.
Sportsman 405 is definitely a draft head. I love it. I like that one, too. I also had at Shea_MIP, George Hill and Mike Muscala for Trey Burke and Willie Cauley-Stein.
That one was too disgusting.
I loved that because I think, obviously, that very much helps Dallas. That's like a trade I think Dallas would make. And then I think like Trey Burke as like a chucker off the bench, and then Willie Cauley-Stein is just this crazy guy off the bench, would definitely help the tanking cause for OKC. I liked that. Then also shout out to Timothy H413 with the Anthony Edwards and a 2022 first round pick for SGA.
Immediately deleted that one.
Made me laugh. Like, just obviously we would not do that. But I do think just taking the life out of the Thunder bench and trading Hami, Kenrich, and Muscala is a genius tank move. And I'm a little worried that Paul Reed and Isaiah Joe might come in and do some stuff for this team. Have the feel for somebody that would do something. And you know who doesn't have that feel? Kevin Knox and Ignas Bradzikas. I cannot even fathom a world in which either of those two help the Thunder. So I'm going with Taylor Lynch 12, just because I think you get the Detroit second, which I would really like, and then you bring in two guys that I just think need so much development that they cannot possibly help you.
Yeah, after thinking through it, I actually didn't even read that second was from Detroit until right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you can make an argument that either Paul Reed or that second is the best asset out of all these guys. And Kevin Knox, you know, we've talked about him a lot. It'd be nice to just see it so that we could all stop talking about it.
Hey, we're trying to get that entire Kentucky team here. And
that's true. He played with Shea.
Yeah, he played with Shea. And he deal Hami away, but he played with Hami too. It's funny. I was actually talking with Mike Vorkunov, who's the Knicks beat writer, earlier this week about Kenrich. And he was like asking me about like what's about Kenrich, and then he was like, do you think the Detroit second round pick would be enough to get him? And I'm like furiously typing like, yeah, come on now. let's do it. He's the perfect Tibbs player too, Kenrich is. He'd play 40 minutes
for
ago.
Sure. Okay, so Taylor Lynch 12 wins that one. Narrow defeat over 405 fan. They both had the same idea. Sent out the same three guys. So it was just a difference in what the return was. But yeah, I thought both of those really nailed it in terms of we have to get rid of multiple guys if this team is going to lose significantly.
Yep.
All right. So category 3, non-Thunder playoff push trade. So I asked for people to look for a team outside of the top six currently and try to make a trade that would either get them into the top six or just into the play-in game. We got a lot of options. Oh, wow, I narrowed it down to two. I've deleted a lot.
I got one.
You got one. Okay, I'm very interested. Why don't you go first?
Okay, so this one is from at Driving the Paint. And it's Andre Iguodala, Myers Leonard, rest in peace, Myers Leonard, Kendrick Nunn, and KZ Apala for PJ Tucker and Victor Oladipo.
Okay. I did a version of that.
Yeah,
that Myers Leonard contract is going to be interesting because they basically signed him this summer to use him as a big contract in a trade.
Yes. And
so
we,
now
we don't need to discuss in detail what's going on with him, but they have sent him away, and they've said, go away, Myers Leonard.
I have to assume that's going to make any trade more difficult, even if the team on the receiving end is thinking like, okay, we're going to waive him immediately or whatever.
Yeah,
like that had to have made that potential transaction even more difficult to get him off the team, even though
you probably have to attach an asset to him.
Like he was just going to be used as salary filler regardless. But now it's a type of thing where the team taking him on is likely going to be waiving him anyway. So that's really interesting how that's going to screw them up. I did actually a similar one, which is from NZ Big Mike from New Zealand, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
A very similar deal. Oladipo, PJ Tucker going to the Mavericks in return for James Johnson, Tim Hardaway Jr., a 2021 second from Dallas, and then a 2027 lottery protected first from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the idea here is that Tim Hardaway isn't expiring. Now, they're probably going to pay Tim Hardaway this summer if he stays there. But I think getting in two veterans like Oladipo and Tucker, even though I'm worried about Oladipo especially considering this summer, if you're trading for Oladipo, it's likely because you're wanting or willing to pay him. That said, a team with Luka, Oladipo, Tucker makes me feel a lot better about them this year. And you're not really giving up a lot other than Tim Hardaway. Obviously, Tim Hardaway is the big piece.
I kind of like Hardaway better than Oladipo.
Oh, man. I don't even know if you're wrong. I don't even know if you're wrong. I was looking at Oladipo's stats.
He's been brutal.
And he's been really bad.
Theoretically have to pay him. And maybe he gets into a different situation and he plays better, because I do think that situation in Houston is toxic at this point. Like it's a very, very bad situation for anybody. And so I would not be surprised if whoever trades for Vic or whoever trades for PJ Tucker gets a good player. But I just, to me, it's kind of risky because Dallas is in this position right now where they can't really afford to lose guys that are good. And I think they know that Tim Hardaway is good. And so if you trade him for Oladipo, to me, it's risky. Obviously there's more upside with Vic, but it's a little bit risky to me.
It is risky because it's all short term. I mean, PJ Tucker, you know, maybe he bounces back. He has not been great this season, but maybe he bounces back in Dallas. But then what are you going to do? Now he's like 36 or 37.
Yeah.
Is he older than him? That? And so then you have to pay him. Like, yes, you're getting another good player on your team, but your timeline is so out of whack at that point because you have so many old guys surrounding Luka. And that honestly would look like what other teams who got generational stars have done, whether it was like LeBron in Cleveland the first time when they were just bringing in like every old guy they could find, like Antoine Jameson, or even like what Jameson, the Pelicans did with Anthony Davis, like trying to push it too quick. And I totally understand the reason for wanting to push it quick, because we saw last year in the playoffs, like Luka's ready. If you just surround him with a team, like he's ready.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this is the trade. So what was yours again?
Mine was the Miami Heat trade. Iguodala, Myers Leonard, Kendrick Nunn, KZ Apala for PJ Tucker and Oladipo.
Yeah, and I feel like that trade makes more sense for Miami because they are in such a weird position right now. Their roster is so strange about, like, they could do anything next. And this doesn't really hurt their flexibility because they could be the type of team who brings on Oladipo and then just lets him walk this summer and they wouldn't really care.
Exactly. And they're not giving up anything. Like Kendrick Nung wasn't, he's been playing a lot for them this year, but he wasn't in the playoff rotation for them last year.
Yeah.
Casey Apollo is just like this raw athlete, which I think if I'm Houston, I'd like to bring him in and see what he's got. And then obviously like Iguodala, Myers Leonard. They're basically just replacing the Jay Crowder and Iguodala minutes with PJ Tucker and Oladipo from last year. And it's like, okay, that's maybe comparable to what you'll get from those
two
guys.
Okay, so who was that? Whose trade was
this? This is from at Driving the Paint.
Was that Ronald Swanson?
I believe that's correct.
Okay. Okay.
Alex, before we go to Category 4, let's go to the stream. M-Web, I have to say this, is the first message we got this morning. He says, Poku Nation, rise up. Poku's back. I cannot wait. I will be there on Thursday night to watch Poku's emergence from the G League bubble back to the NBA. I cannot wait for that. We have Kirk from Lexington, Kentucky. Jonathan Green from Sweden. We have Jess from Perth, Australia. She says, bless your show. Thank you so much. We have Zach in OKC. Christos from Greece. We have Brian from Wisconsin. Wisconsin. We have Yoni from Israel. Xander in Brisbane. Holy moly, guys. Lots and lots of people in here. We really appreciate you guys listening. Jamie from Mexico, or Jaime. Sorry. We have James Bacon from Mustang, Oklahoma. We have, I can't read your name, but you're from Boston. Thanks for coming. Sam from Phoenix. Jay on the other side of planet Earth. We have Brushy from Albuquerque. We have Shantaya Krishna from Zambia. Wow, I've actually been to Zambia. That's big time. That's very exciting. Joshua from Nashville, Michael in Vietnam, and Falk in Denmark. Wow, Down to Dunk worldwide.
Now, Andrew, how many people you think are pulling our chain? You think anyone comes here and just names a random place?
Yes, I do. But I believe in my heart of hearts that probably 90% are not yanking our chain.
I'm suspicious. I need pictures. Can you put pictures on these comments?
Let us know. When we come back from this break, we are going to discuss categories 4 and 5, which got a little bit dicey.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
And we're back from that quick break. Alex, Category 4 of our trade awards.
This one made me more angry than any other category. I know I did this to myself, but still. So Category 4 was Friends of the Tank trade. The idea here was that you would take one of the teams that is currently below the standings from the Thunder, make them a trade that would help them get above the Thunder. What did most people do? They did another Thunder trade. I did not explicitly state it, so it's my fault. But I was ideally hoping to not read more Thunder trades. But we got a lot of Thunder trades, and so I didn't necessarily delete them all. But I did give preference to trades that did not involve the Thunder. And I'll just say up front, these are some nasty trades. Some nasty, nasty trades.
This is bad. Yeah.
Okay, but bad. But the one I went with, and this is a disgusting trade, Andrew. I actually had to do some research to find out if these guys were even better than the ones they were sending out. This is from Grayson Wilbanks.
Okay.
It is a Wizards Pistons trade. Okay.
Yeah, I know this. Yeah.
The Pistons trade Robin Lopez, Ish Smith, Raul Neto, and 2 second rounders for Mason Plumlee and DeLon Wright. Now, first of all, I had to go look up to see if Mason Plumlee was better than Robin Lopez. Because I just, like, honestly don't know off the top of my head. Because
I don't know that he is.
Well,
I don't know that he is.
I went to 538's Raptor because it was just like, okay, this is something I could look at. They were actually ranked right next to each other. And Robin Lopez was in front of him. However, DeLon Wright, according to Raptor, is the 14th ranked point guard in the NBA this season.
He's that portion of it would definitely make the Wizards better.
And I think
also way older than you think he is, DeLon Wright.
Yeah, he's probably like 28 at this point. The other thing, though, comparing Robin Lopez and Mason Plumlee, we can both agree Mason Plumlee is a much better passer. He's averaging over 3 assists right now. He had a triple-double this year. You pair him with Russell Westbrook, you're going to be having a triple-double every night. One of these two guys.
I was going to say, I would argue that his passing is less important on the Wizards than it is on the Pistons.
But it would be nice to have someone else on that Wizards team that could pass. Because then you have like Denny, who's like a solid passer. Like he can rotate the ball. Brad Beal, Mason Plumlee. Like I do think it would help their offense. And so even though that is...
Also remember who the coach is. This is Scotty Brooks here.
Scotty.
We're not. The ball isn't just swinging around like crazy.
Maybe that's because he's never had the players, Andrew. Okay. Let's just keep saying that.
Okay.
So I am going with that trade, which again, not sexy. All right. It's not sexy. I know it's not sexy.
It's not.
But it is a blockbuster. And, and here's
I love DeLon Wright for them. I do like that. I think that he would give them some juice. Yeah.
And for the Pistons side, like you get out of that Mason Plumlee contract. Do you really want to at this point start playing Isaiah Stewart? Really do a good tank. You're getting 2 second rounders. You're getting a bunch of guys who are expiring. So those two deals, like DeLon Wright goes into extra year, Mason Plumlee goes an extra 2 years after this year. You're getting a bunch of expirings back. You open up more cap space that you can use to spend on dead money for Blake Griffin. It's a great deal for both sides.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. We'll go ahead and give it to him. I just said there's too much Robin Lopez in this in these trades for my liking. He's been good for the Wizards. He's been a very helpful player.
He was probably the most traded player of all of this entire exercise. Him and Otto Porter. Otto Porter came up a lot, too.
Yes. He did, and I don't know what to do with him. I'd be glad for the Thunder to trade Al Horford for him and just get it done. But yeah, I think that that's fine. I'm done talking about Category 4.
the other ones that I saved were all Thunder trades, which again I was trying to not give them any preference. I did think there was a funny trade where Nemanja Bjelica was the big get for the Wizards.
I saw that. He doesn't even play for the Kings. I mean,
maybe it'll help. I don't know. Okay, and then we get to Category 5, which, again, my fault, psycho behavior trade. I told you could do whatever you wanted. Somebody sent in a trade that was so long, I could not actually see it. I didn't even include it on the doc I sent to you. Because it took up so much space, like, you know, when you click on a trade, like an ESPN trade, and it shrinks it down. And I was, like, trying to zoom in, and I could not zoom in. I had no idea what the trade said. So I just had to give it up. So there were a lot of funny ones, and, of course, I wanted to choose a funny one. Now, the one I would have chosen has already won an award today. So I'm not going to choose them, but I'll let you know what it was. And it was from Driving the Paint. And he basically did what he called the 5 names, 4 players trade. So he traded Chris Paul, George Hill, and Marquise Chris to the Clippers for the purpose of having a 5-man unit that was Marquise Chris Paul George Hill. And I thought that was pretty cool.
That was so good. I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
So that was actually my favorite one. But again, Driving the Paint has already won, so cannot win another one. What are some other ones you liked?
So my winner, Evan ETM. I don't know how you execute any of this, but I just love the idea of having, he said, in honor of Chris Fisher not knowing how to say Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, I present to you Thunder Hyphenated. The entire lineup would be Nikhil Alexander Walker. So he has him, Nikhil Alexander, Anthony Towns, Michael Carter, Kentavious Caldwell, Talen Horton. It's perfect. I just loved it. I love the idea of bringing in only hyphenated players to the Thunder, and it just being a complete nightmare on the broadcast.
That was a good one. Let me bring up some other ones, because this one did have like the funniest examples. One of the ones I thought was very funny was Taylor Lynch 12. He made a bunch of trades to get as many juniors on the team as possible, and ended up with on Houston, and ended up with 9 juniors, like Gary Trent Jr., Daniel House Jr., Michael Porter Jr., Kevin Porter Jr. There was a ton of juniors, but the thing I thought was funny was that he said Houston becomes a wall of juniors with John Wall. And I looked up wall of juniors. Like, is that a phrase? Is that a reference to anything? Nope, it wasn't. Just something Taylor made up, wall of juniors. So I thought that was funny. Timothy 413 did an O brother trade, where he tried to collect as many brothers on one team as he possibly could. Why I thought this trade was funny. So he ended up with like Caleb and Cody Martin, the Ball brothers. He got Kostas, the last remaining Antetokounmpo brother. He got the other two Holiday brothers. But I thought it was funny that in the trade, he sends out Brooke Lopez in the trade. Didn't even try to get Robin. So I thought that was interesting.
Everybody's been trying to trade him all day. Everybody's trying to trade Robin all day. Can't even get him in the trade.
We had a couple people do the try to get as many guys from the 2013 draft on the Thunder as possible. And a couple people were able to get like 6 or 7.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Top Shot Shop Talk, but then their handle is Top Shop Shop Talk. They traded for Javon Carter, Dario Saric, JaVale McGee, and Dylan Windler so that their jersey numbers would spell out 42069. I'm sure Luke would really like that one. Honestly, if I wasn't going to award it to Driving the Paint, I might award it to I Am Kev Kev Bot, who truly did the real psycho behavior trade. He traded Shea Gilgeous-Alexander straight up for Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, I saw that. That is true psycho behavior. Sending him back to the Clippers with nothing in return, really. And just Patrick Beverley just smiling at everybody on the camera. I can just picture it now.
I mean, that would help the tank. So
it would certainly help the tank, but does it help the future of the Thunder? I would argue no.
Probably not. I think the fan base would revolt. So yeah, I like your idea, because I did see that one with the hyphenated names. If we're not going to do Marquise Chris Paul George Hill,
I love that so much. I think that's so good.
So we'll give it to Evan. Is it Evan ATM or Evan ETM?
I think it's ETM.
Okay, Evan ETM. Okay, so that concludes the second annual Down to Dunk Trade Awards. Recapping it real quick, our Thunder playoff push trade category 1, I can't even remember. I don't know why I started talking to recap everything. I did not write down who won. Can you tell me, Andrew?
We gave it to
Ben Elephant King. I'm not going to do the... Okay, category 2 was Taylor Lynch 12. That was Thunder Tank Trade.
Yes.
Category 3...
That's probably my favorite... By the way, that's probably my favorite trade. That feels like it could actually happen.
And that was Hamidou, Kendrick really Williams, Mike Muscala for Kevin Knox, Ignas Bradzikas, and the Detroit 2021 second rounder. Category 3, the non-Thunder playoff push trade, goes to Driving the Paint, Ronald Swanson. Category 4, Friends of the Tank Trade. That one goes to Grayson Wilbanks for that disgusting trade involving Mason Plumlee and DeLon Wright, Ish Smith, Robin Lopez. And then the Category 5, Psycho Behavior, goes to Evan ETM for his all-hyphenated team trying to mess with Chris Fisher. So congratulations. I will DM all of you to get your addresses and send you a Poku or a Maledon. Maybe I'll give you a choice. Maybe I'll let you choose. What would you choose, Andrew?
Poku. 100%. I'm going all upside.
Man,
all upside.
Poku needs a top shot moment. We just got Teo's first one, which was exciting.
Yep.
Didn't get it because it costs hundreds of dollars, but...
That's a wild one to me. There's a lot of wild ones out
well,
there.
Well, Andrew,
one
it is a rare.
Top,
it is a rare to be clear. But I really would
I
like
get it.
A Poku.
I get
and
it.
There's not going to be one in the upcoming like big drop that we all like the pre-order drop. So I don't know when we're going to get it.
Yeah. When is that happening? When are we getting our pre-orders?
As early as Sunday, probably through next like Wednesday or Thursday.
Can't wait. Can't wait. We'll open them. We got to open them live, I believe. Did we all get one?
Yeah.
Did all of us get one? All of the Down to Dunk guys? So. Okay. We should all open them live. Maybe at halftime of one of the upcoming games we can. Speaking of upcoming games, Alex, let's take a look at the Thunder schedule. I don't know if people can read this. If it's too small, is this too small?
No, that works.
How about now? Is this better? Okay. So the upcoming schedule for the Thunder is
a bit of
a cakewalk,
so easy.
In my opinion. So they get Dallas on Thursday in OKC. Dallas second out of a back-to-back. We've already talked about that. Don't love that. Saturday, March 13th, I believe this is a 1 p.m. tip, is the Knicks in OKC. Can't wait for that either. Sunday, I believe this is also a 1 p.m. tip, Memphis Grizzlies. Now, the thing about the Knicks and the Grizzlies that they are two try-hard teams.
True.
Which does help OKC's cause. And there are I think the Bulls are a try-hard team. And maybe the Atlanta Hawks under new coach can be a try-hard team. I don't know. But this is up until the trade deadline. So Dallas, Knicks, Grizzlies, Bulls, Hawks, Rockets. Is Christian Wood going to be back by then? Do we know?
I don't know.
Is he back?
I hope so, for their sake.
Yeah. Monday, March 22nd at the Timberwolves. Gross. And then Wednesday, March 24th will be the last game against Memphis at home that the Thunder play before the trade deadline, which is March 25th. So it's about as cake as it gets, and then it does get a little bit more difficult. Then it's Boston, Dallas, Toronto, Phoenix, Portland, Detroit, Charlotte, Cleveland, Philly, Utah, Golden State. Like there will be some tough ones coming up. And the Thunder, I think their strength of schedule, I think they have like the ninth most difficult schedule for the second half of the season. So it's tough. And then they play Sacramento three times at the beginning of May, which is wild to me. I don't know what kind of position they'll be in. I don't know if they're pushing for the play-in. It doesn't feel like they can do that. So those will be some interesting games for OKC. But I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued to see what happens. I think there's a lot of wait and see going on within the Thunder organization, within the fan base, obviously, as well, on where they're going to end up. So should be interesting, and we get back at it on Thursday. Alex, any closing thoughts?
How long do you think it will take before we see the first trade? Do you think we're still like a week away? Because there hasn't been a ton of rumors yet.
No, I think it'll be like most every season where it's... You've already had the big trade earlier this season with James Harden, and then I think most teams are going to wait till the deadline.
I don't like that.
And it's because teams want to see everything that's out on the table before they make a decision. They don't want to, especially when you're talking about role players, because I think guys will become available that teams aren't anticipating. And so I think teams just ultimately want to wait until the deadline. So I would be surprised if we had a lot of activity before then. I would not be surprised to see PJ Tucker move before then. I would not be surprised to see Victor Oladipo move before then. But as far as Thunder stuff goes, I'd be a little surprised. And the Thunder probably want to wait too, especially I think teams want George Hill. And I think they are waiting to see. And it altogether makes me glad that they made all the trades they did before the season started, because I don't know if they could have traded Dennis Schroeder during the season. I don't know if they could have traded a lot of these guys. So I'm grateful that they made the trades that they
okay,
did.
Okay, so Andrew, by the trade deadline, are there more or less teams with a worse record than the Thunder right now? So right now there are 8 teams with a worse record than the Thunder. We just talked about that schedule. By the trade deadline, are there more or less than 8 teams that have a worse record than the Thunder?
It's hard to say without looking at the schedules of the other teams.
Andrew!
I would say it's...
You have to answer.
I think it's more likely to be more. Because I don't know.
They're only a game back from the Hawks. Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah. 1.5 back of Indiana. Who Indiana should be getting some players back to.
Man.
I just cannot overemphasize how strange this season is as well.
I had no idea that Chicago was ahead of those two teams. Chicago really should make a playoff push trade. Why not? Like with that big Otto Porter expiring?
They want to. Yeah. I mean, Al Horford to Chicago makes a lot of sense in a lot of ways. He would help them quite a bit.
All right.
But yeah, that's all I've got. Thunder play again Thursday night and then have 2 midday games on Saturday and Sunday. Hope you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday. Make sure that you're following Alex on Twitter at AlBabyCakes. Make sure you're following me on Twitter at Andrew K. Schlecht. Make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel. Just search Down to Dunk. Hit subscribe. If you're watching right now and you're not subscribed, hit subscribe. Have a great day. Talk to you guys again on Friday.